Do you get butterflies today? When you go up to, when Roger Goodell says the Baltimore Ravens are on the clock, do you get butterflies?
Well, no. It's anticlimactic unless, again, there's a trade. Somebody's calling you right then and there. So you're always worried that your brain isn't going to think fast enough to ask the right, ask the right for the right deal, you know, in that in a 10-minute time period. So
you do get butterflies during a big game.
Oh, I'm nervous. Yeah, I mean, I woke up at 5:45 this morning and knew within a minute I wasn't going back to sleep. So I got up and started drinking coffee.
Do you make your own mock draft?
No. No. I hear too much. We Kevin and I were laughing. Kevin Byrne and I that if you took, I told him go get one of your guys and come up with the top 10 mock drafts and tell me how many players are in it.
And you want to share that?
46.
46. Any names?
No. I'm saying that there are 46 in the top 10 most respected. Mock drafts. There are 46 different names.
That's incredible.
So it just goes to show you. I mean, you know, there's been years where our mock draft, they had us picking Torrey in the first round, and we were able to get him in the second round after taking Jimmy Smith. So that's how you get to 46.
Speaking of Torrey, a question from one of our listeners, and it comes from number 82, Torrey Smith, who is at the Ravens draft party tonight with Brett Hollander. He wants to know when you are going to really get in serious contract negotiations with number 82. And I am dead serious here. He actually said he had a big smile on his face when he said it, but he's just wondering.
Well, we could do that as long as it's just me and him. I don't negotiate with other people in the room.
No agent, right?
Oh, it worked out pretty well for Joe Flacco a couple years ago, so maybe I need some help.
Yes, it did. Your role in the draft room when this whole thing starts?
Again, it is making sure that we stay true to our draft scenarios and what we're doing. I'm not there to tell them that I think that, you know, this safety is better than this corner. I look at their board. I might ask why they feel that way. And that's kind of what I've been doing for the last 2 weeks with Eric on the phone is I watch guys. Obviously, I watch the SEC. I watch Notre Dame because I'm a fan of Notre Dame. I watch Maryland, and because of that, I watch a lot of ACC. So, but I have no idea a player from Michigan. I'm not paying that much attention. So all I'm asking them to do is make comparisons between the two players and or compare them to somebody that I know that's in the NFL already. If you like this safety more, tell me who he reminds you of, who he plays like. That kind of stuff. And then, but that's all done. I trust their board. Now it comes down to if somebody wants to move back five spots, we better get X or then we're not going to do it.
Yeah, right. Now, how long did it take you, your first draft, when was your first?
That's a good question.
How long did it take you to realize that Ozzie is
I guess this is my 11th full draft, you know, since I bought the team in 2004. So this will be my 11th draft with in charge, so to speak. And, you know, being in charge means that I get to sit next to Ozzie. That's it.
Is that what it means?
I used to
right
sit one.
Left side.
Yeah, exactly. So I like, you know, Art Modell, I used to sit past him. You know, I used to sit way down the thing. And then it was like, okay, Art, my turn to sit next to the Oz.
That's a great story.
That's when I'm in charge now, right? So that's how I define
now,
in charge.
Kevin shares this story. Did he ever tell you what he told Mr. Modell? Boss, I got this one.
Yeah. I've been threatening for years that I was going to take total charge of a seventh rounder, and we don't have one this year. So
we got one. I thought you did one.
No, but I'm planning on it next year because we got a seventh coming for McKinney, I think, and we'll have two. So I'll let Oz know now that a year from today I'm picking a guy.
And when he's a Pro Bowler, then you stand up in that room and say, "Listen, remember,
God help,
that's
the whole God help us, God help Baltimore if I actually hit on that guy because then I'm going to believe I know what I'm doing, and then we're going to go downhill fast.
Let me ask you two more things. One, same question. When did you realize? How long did it take you in the draft room when you realize that this group of people, Ozzie, Eric, at that time I guess Brian was the coach, Brian Billick, now John Harbaugh, that boy, they really do know what they're doing?
Well, I knew that before I bought the team. I knew that before I bought the half the team. I mean, you know, they had come right out in 96 with Ogden and Lewis and 97 with Boulware and maybe Sharper in the same draft. And 98 Starks, 99 McAllister. So when I got in, I was pretty sure they knew what they were doing, you know.
But seeing it, seeing an actual, you know, reading about it and hearing guys talk about it and seeing it in progress.
Well, you know,
why are they?
Well, no, obviously they're obviously good evaluators of talent, and that ends with Ozzy, who's a Hall of Fame player. So it's institutional knowledge. They've been together for so long that they have a language that they understand what they're looking for. They've talked about cornerbacks' hips for so long that when they say something, they can look at the tape and look at each other, and I think they know what they're saying. Either this guy's got it, or this guy's got some stiffness that might not turn us on too much.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So
yeah.
They've been together so long, they know you know, it's kind of like those game shows where you ask your wife and you ask your best friend and who knows you better. And they speak without speaking. They speak with their eyes. And I know they do that all year long. When they ask Ozzy to look at tape, they know what they're wanting Ozzy to see there. And so they just bring that together, and it's just a slow cook process. You know, it takes them all year long. And then, you know, I'm kind of in at the last minute, so I just get to marvel at it, you know.
Now, everybody in the building watches tape, you know, from what we're told. Eric DaCosta woke up this morning at 5 a.m. Ozzy ever say to you, hey, boss, can you check out Zach Martin on the video?
Well, they do. Eric does that stuff for me. I wouldn't waste Ozzy's time. That's why I have an assistant GM, so I can waste his time. But I typically I'm not going to spend time watching film. I'm not breaking them down. You know what I mean?
Right,
all the
right.
way back to Matt Ryan. Do you move up to get Matt Ryan, or do you move back and take Joe Flacco? And it was like, what am I going to do? What am I going to look at? How much tape am I going to watch before I'm going to see anything? So do you look at highlights? Do they tell you to watch the second half of that game, and you do just to watch it and see his demeanor? It's really not good to get on YouTube and look at their highlights, because if a guy plays for 4 years in the NFL, at a major college, and he can't put together a 5-minute highlight, then he sucks.
Then you're not going to draft him.
And then we don't want him anyway. You know what I mean? So anybody, I can find you a seventh rounder whose highlight reel looks fantastic. It doesn't mean he can play any good.
I bet Joe Flacco's backswing. You can look at that, though, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
And evaluate that.
Uh-huh. Maybe.
Steve, thank
Maybe.
You very much.
My pleasure. Good to see
Steve
you again.
Steve Bisciotti. Good luck tonight, by
Thank
the way.
Thank you very much.
Hope you get the player you guys want.
Thanks
Steve Bisciotti, Keith Mills from the Under Armour Performance Center. We'll be back right after this.